The purpose of these classes are primarily to help us overcome certain emotional upheavals that we get into repetitively without our conscious knowing, and which causes severe anomalies in our body. It causes deformities, it causes ailments, it causes illnesses, and sometimes it can even consume our life. So the whole purpose of these meditations are to help us work with our emotional distress and our emotions. It may be from work, it may be from home, it can be from anywhere, and to help us overcome this so that we can tide over the problems and live life beautifully. So let us now practice feeling good. So in the process of manifestation, the first practice is to feel good. So to feel good, it's very, very simple. Now your mind is a box of clutter, and it just goes on throwing out thoughts, throwing out all kinds of information into the mindscape, and that causes a lot of distraction. Well, let us not bother about the distraction, but let us understand what to do with the distraction. How do we deal with this distraction? We don't have to challenge it. We don't have to try and resist it. We don't have to fight it. But there's a very simple way that we can practice, which can help us simply overcome all these distractions. And that's what we're going to practice now. So to start with, let us first of all imagine that there's you, and imagine all the thoughts, all your feelings, everything that's coming into your mindscape. Imagine that in a presentation screen, in a projection screen right opposite you. See this projection screen of whatever size that you want to imagine. See this projection screen in front of you. And now project all your thoughts. See all of them on the screen. See all of them on the screen. Now imagine the sun between you and your projection screen. Imagine the sun on top between you and the projection screen. And imagine the rays of the sunlight. Remember those days when you had the smoke and through our early morning fog through which the sun's rays would shine. And you would actually see the beams of sunlight. Imagine those beams of sunlight. And while this is, while you're imagining these beams, also know that the projection screen is active with all those things that your mind is throwing. All of them are being shown on the projection screen. Now observe as these beams of sunlight reach out to you. They're reaching all the way to you, touching your body, your heart, your chest. Now bring your hands together in Namaskara position. Bring your hands together with your fingers pointing towards the projection screen. And as you breathe in, take a deep breath and just absorb the rays of sunlight, the beams of light. Let it fill your entire being. And as you breathe out, direct them towards the projection screen. Don't think anything. Don't bother about what happens to anything that is in your mindscape. All you have to do is to breathe in the beams of light. And as you breathe out, share the beams of light. Direct them to the projection screen. Breathe deeply. This is necessary. This is important that you breathe deeply. But you don't have to run out of breath. Just breathe as much light as you can. Let it spread onto your whole body, whole beingness. As you breathe out, direct them to the projection screen. Do it till such a time that you actually begin to feel a smile come on your lips. And now, let us quickly create a ring of protection around us. So with your index finger of any hand, either the right hand or the left hand, on any surface, either your thigh or on a table, on a desk, or if you're sitting on the ground, on a mat, or on the tiles, wherever you are, draw a circle counterclockwise. Draw a circle counterclockwise. As you're drawing the circle, imagine the circle going all around you. Don't draw it too fast. Draw it a little slow and imagine the circle going counterclockwise all around you. The circle can be of any color. It could be golden, it could be blue, it could be yellow, it could be white, whatever color that appeals to you. See that color circle moving around you. If you don't see that circle, don't worry. Just keep drawing the circle counterclockwise on any surface. This circle is very important. It protects us from all the unwanted influences from outside ourselves. And now, I want you to pull up this circle to form an hourglass. Pull up the circle to form an hourglass. An hourglass is also called as a sand timer. If you've seen the sand timer, where the small thread of sand keeps falling down. So imagine you pull up this hourglass, pull up this ring to form a sand timer or an hourglass. The narrowest part of the hourglass is right above your head and it opens out to the universe. The purpose of this hourglass is to only let those things come which I'm going to ask for. It's going to take out all the clutter. It's going to remove everything that is not required. The mind manipulates, and which is why we need this visualization to prevent the manifestation from becoming random. It has to be specific. Now with this hourglass, imagine the narrowest part containing the sun. Imagine the sun in the narrowest part of the hourglass right above you. It's bright. It's sunny. It's got such a sheen, but it's not hot. The sun represents our own divinity. Ask the sun to send to you, to provide to you relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, let go of any thoughts. Let go of any restlessness. Let go of all urgency. Just release everything that prevents you from being calm right now. Breathe in the relaxing energy. and breathe out all the clutter. And now ask the sun to provide to you the healing energies. Breathe in the healing energies and let it penetrate to every part of the body, and let it go to every part of the body, and from there let it go through your body to wherever it has to. Let it take away everything that prevents you from being well right now. You don't have to specifically direct the healing energy. It's intelligent. It knows where to go. It knows what to heal. Allow it to move through your body, filling itself wherever healing is required, and let it move on. Breathe in this healing energy. Let it heal all wounds, emotional, physical, mental, psychological. Wherever these wounds are, let it heal all those wounds. Now repeat this affirmation in your mind silently. Tell yourself, I choose to release my hurt feelings and past grudges from all directions of time and from all planes of existence now. I repeat, I choose to release all my hurt feelings and my past grudges from all directions of time and from all planes of existence now. Now let's focus on the hourglass again, with the sun right above you. And now ask the sun to reveal itself to you. Breathe in its energy and breathe out everything that prevents you from receiving the sun's grace. Now ask the sun, in harmony with my divine self, I ask you to raise my awareness to the highest point that I can experience. In harmony with my divine self, I ask you to raise my awareness to the highest point that I can experience. Be in it. Do not expect anything. Just be in the experience. Flow through it. In harmony with my divine self, I ask you to raise my vibrations to the highest plane of awareness that I can experience. Ask the sun to ground your energies so you don't start flying in the mind, so that you don't start visualizing in the mind. Ask the sun to ground your energies. before you begin to ask what the sun has to give you, I want to remind you of the consequences. It's important to ask something that is beneficial to all of us, but not out of selfishness. So I'm going to direct you to ask a few things that'll really help you experience something that'll benefit all of humanity, all of creation. In harmony with my divine will, I ask to help me experience more joy. Repeat this. In harmony with my divine self, I ask to help me experience more joy. Be in the experience. Do not expect anything. In harmony with my divine self, I ask you to help me experience love. In harmony with my divine self, I ask you to help me experience more love. In harmony with my divine self, I ask you to help me experience expansion of my awareness. In harmony with my divine self, I ask you to help me experience expansion of my awareness. Be in it. Come back to conscious awareness. Take a deep breath and relax your body. Relax your neck. Relax your arms and legs. Whenever we want to manifest, we are always told to manifest money, success, job, and all such things. But the fundamental principle of manifestation lies in experiencing joy, experiencing love. Whatever we ask for ultimately is to experience more love and more joy. So why not ask for more love and more joy so that everything that is required for us to experience it simply flows into our life? Isn't that simple? This is how simple spirituality is. This is how simple God is. This is how simple nature is. But it's difficult to understand because we don't believe that it can happen so simply, that it can happen so easily, that it can happen so suddenly. Always go back to happiness, go back to joy, go back to love. And that's where you will find everything that you ever needed and everything that you will ever need. Everything that you will ever need to find more joy, find more happiness will simply occur in your life. It will magically come. It will find itself on your lap.